This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're spending this hour talking about healthcare, and one of the most important conversations is also the hardest. What do you do about end-of-life care? Patients, families, and the country spend a disproportionate amount of money during that time. The last 2 years of life eat up more than a quarter of Medicare's spending and cost almost $70,000 on average. Those numbers come from Dartmouth. Dr. Jim Weinstein is the president and CEO of the Dartmouth-Hitchcock Health System. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Lizzie.
I want to understand, why are the last 2 years of life so expensive when you talk about medical care?
These are very complicated times in the family. Caring for a loved one, parent, grandparent, is always a challenge in that I don't want to feel like I've let them down. I can give you a personal example. I lost my daughter, who wasn't an adult or a grandparent, but a child. And the dilemma that my wife and I went through at the end of her life, not wanting her to be in the hospital, but certainly wanting to do everything we could, really kind of puts it right in my heart. I think we knew that the end was near, but we also had to talk about it. And I think a lot of families don't either know how to talk about it, but I would encourage the listeners and their families to try as hard as it is to have open, honest discussions as a family, and then spend that time so that you're not in the hospital doing a lot of things to a loved one that probably won't matter as far as saving their life.
Dartmouth, where you are, has done something really on the forefront of looking at the cost of healthcare. You guys have compiled the Dartmouth Atlas, which looks at how much things cost in the healthcare system. I looked at one of your numbers, and you showed that patients with chronic illness in the last 2 years of life account for about 32% of Medicare spending. And Medicare is a good proxy because it gives us something that we can study for the health system as a whole. How do you get that number down?
Most of us and most people who are dying, either they have a chronic illness or a cancer, we know that there is some point at which it's probably not really working, if we're honest with ourselves. And I think that that amount of money in those last couple years really is a product of what we've gotten used to as a society, right or wrong. And I don't sit here judging it. I sit here saying I question it, whether people who were well-informed and had the right discussions would want heroics done in those last few moments, more ICU bed days. Would they really want that if they had that honest discussion?
Explain to me the difference between a unit that's devised to just provide comfort to someone with a chronic illness and lessen their pain versus the traditional way we think of a hospital. How those doctors and care providers charge for their services.
The difference is, as you allude to, Lizzie, is how things are paid for. Most patients just assume, and their families assume, wherever they're getting care, that their insurance or somebody else is going to pay for it. When you're in an environment of a hospital, the dollars we spend to do every little thing runs the cash register up faster than you can imagine. In the hospice palliative care space, you're not in that expensive space for rent, where equipment and personnel is much less expensive. So being in an environment that's less costly, but no less caring. The patients I've visited in hospice palliative care facilities, it's really just dealing with their pain and discomfort so that they may pass on to their next world in a safe and comfortable way. We don't know as a patient or a family. We trust our doctors and our health system to tell us, you know, this is where you should be. But based on the kind of discussion you and I are having, Lizzie, I hope more people will ask those questions. Could my mother not be in a place to keep her comfortable that might be less expensive and better for her?
Jim Weinstein is the president and CEO of the Dartmouth-Hitchcock Health System. Thank you.
Thank you, Lizzie. It was great to be with you today.